Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Yeah, let's all go to the lobby.
Let's all go to the lobby.
We don't have a lobby, but movie theaters do. Back for his second attempt to nab the coveted slot of movie review host, maybe bleeding over into television. Would you please welcome again Dan Buffa?
Thank you. I'm back.
He's back.
I basically slept in the parking lot all week waiting for that call.
And it finally came. And I tortured you, and I made you wait till like yesterday. Before
it's good, though. I mean, I grew this beard in the last week waiting out in the car in the parking lot.
Now, will you talk some, I guess, about TV?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I have some big TV news that you're going to like.
TV nose?
Nose.
Big nose and news.
Your nose ain't that big.
No. Important news that Frank is going to really want
to
like.
Now, what I'd like to do, if we could, is start with a movie that Amanda, my daughter, and my wife and I saw, what, Friday, Saturday?
Friday, when it came out.
Only
the Brave?
Only the Brave.
Only the Brave, the firefight, the true story of these Arizona firefighters.
Yeah.
And we saw that movie, and you have not seen it.
I have not seen it.
So we'll give you our review.
Do it.
It was really good. We used to do four ARDs with Reggie. I'd give this three and a half. It wasn't
really
the greatest thing I've ever seen. But if anything, folks, if you go see this, you'll actually learn a lot about how they fight these fires, the procedure, how they burn an area to keep it from burning.
Yeah, because they're fighting, basically like the Navy SEALs of firefighters.
Yes, and it literally is fighting fire with fire. You prevent a fire from spreading by burning other land, so that it can't continue. It has nowhere to go. It stops where the burnt area is.
And of course, it has the real life guy. The guy's played three real characters. Miles Teller was in this movie.
Yeah,
is he good? Yeah,
yeah, he's good, but he's good. He's good. I wouldn't say that somebody else couldn't have done that role. But
Josh Brolin as well.
Oh, Josh Brolin's really good.
He's always good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Just like his dad, James Brolin. They're both good.
I hate them. They're good looking. They look like they'd be brothers. That James
they don't
Brolin.
Age.
Yeah, James Streisand, I like to call him.
Yeah,
but here, only the Brave, unless Amanda has a different take. I like all movies based on a real story. I do. The ending is sad. I'm not going to say any more. But you learn things, like equipment that you get to see. And I'm sure this was all based on technical support of real firefighters. Here's how we do this. Here's the equipment we used. And it's really interesting.
And it was also produced by the guy who did Lone Survivor, another really, really good true story that really informed you about how Navy SEALs, what they do, and how they act, especially in times of distress.
Right. So I would highly recommend Only the Brave. What was it?
Only the Brave. And I think the reason why you didn't give it Would you give it three?
Three and a half.
Three and a half? It's because it started out kind of slow. I mean, it took a little while for establishing it to get exciting.
Because I know at the beginning of the movie, they're not certified to fight fires.
Exactly.
They're trying to get certified.
They're not hot shots yet. They're called hot shots.
Granite Mountain hot shots.
Yeah, and that's the term given to the you've made it. It's like you're a SEAL. Now you're a hot shot. And I won't say any more and give any more away, but folks, watch it if for no other reason. Next time you see fire on the news and you see like Napa Valley, you will have a tremendous appreciation for what they do and how they do it. The equipment they use, the training. It's really
looks detailed, but I have good news for you.
Okay.
This weekend, another true story comes out.
All right.
And it's called Thank You for Your Service.
Yes.
Yes.
Jason Hall wrote the script for the Oscar-nominated film American Sniper.
Okay.
Directed by Clint Eastwood. And so for his second film, after talking with Chris Kyle, one of the most baddest Navy SEALs to ever walk on the planet, he said, well, I want to do something about the U.S. military.
And I interviewed Clint Eastwood.
You did?
When I heard he was going to...
He allowed it?
Yeah. When I heard he was going to direct this movie, I asked him, I said, is it true? And here's his answer. It's just quickly, he just said, yes, it's true.
It's not like Christian Bale, like,
I'm going to do it. I'm Batman.
And I have a cold.
I'm Batman.
I have strep throat.
Yes. Well, it's funny because I said, I'll play a little more of the interview. Here, you'll hear me in the background talking, Clint. Clint, you sound like you got a cold or something, do you? Yes, I've got a bronchial infection. So see, that's why.
For life.
It sounded like that. What else you have?
But no, Jason Hall wrote and directed this film. I interviewed him, and I asked him about working with Clint Eastwood. He was the only screenwriter that Clint would actually allow on the set. So he actually was able to be on the set on American Sniper, and he took some advice from Clint and basically saying, you know, direct, you know, go for truth. Don't go for emotion. That was his advice he got from Clint. And in this movie, Thank You for Your Service, which has Miles Teller playing a real U.S. military soldier, Adam Schumann, his third true-life character. He played Vinny Pazienza, the boxer, last year.
Damn.
And then he played Brendan McDonald, the Granite Mountain hotshot. And now he's playing another one. And this movie is just fantastic. Because for the first time, Frank, this movie brings you into the home of a soldier after he gets home from war.
And here's what I like about this movie. The title of the movie, you know exactly.
Yeah.
Unlike, there's some movies that when you hear coming out October 30th, and you hear the title, you have no idea. Glengarry Glen Ross. What the heck is that about?
What is it?
And there are hundreds of movies like that where I wish I knew more about what it was.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a series like that. Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
What the heck? What does that mean?
Another movie came out this year.
They reference it once in the entire series. And if you don't catch it, you don't have any idea what that means, Breaking Bad. Thank You for Your Service is a brilliant title for this
and
movie.
This movie came out this year. It was called The Big Sick. Great, funny movie.
Oh.
What is that? When I first heard about it, I was like, okay, it's comedian in Chicago, his girlfriend. Is like, it has nothing to do with the title.
Yeah.
The Big Sick.
A good example.
But Thank You for Your Service. For the first time, you have two total scenes that take place in Iraq on the battlefield. Everything else is at home. I mean, Jason Hall wanted to make a movie that finally explored, not just for part of the movie, for the whole movie of what these guys go through.
I think it's a great idea.
Because really, they get home from war, and they turn their weapon over, and then they have to become fathers and get jobs, but they're still fighting a war. They're fighting a psychological one, and Jason Hall is going to tackle that this weekend in theaters.
Great.
Now, for your exciting TV news. Are you ready?
Ready. Everybody ready? Everybody
ready. You know that Sunday show about that guy that fixes problems in L.A., and he talks about his...
Ray, watched it last night.
Hey, ready? Frank? Sure.
What?
Basically, that's what he says all the time.
Sure.
So it has been renewed for season 6.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Lee Eklund.
Good, because I like that. Man, I like that.
Yeah, show. This season's been fantastic. Because it's kind of changed the direction of the show. By kind of shaking up the series, Ray's just gotten even more angry. I don't think he could have gotten more angry. Now he's really mad.
If anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, it's Showtime. It's called Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan.
Liev Schreiber.
Sunday nights.
Yeah, but go get the first season and watch it.
Yeah, first season's fantastic.
And
John Voight plays his dad, basically a human stick of dynamite. Dash Mihok plays Bunchy. You got Eddie Marsden plays his brother Terry. But season 6 coming back, and they're going to shift the location from L.A. to New York. That is the big news. So it's coming back for season 6.
Think Ray will get married again? I hope not.
He needs to stay mad.
He needs a strong woman to keep himself sane.
But this season, he's kind of lost, and that's thrown him for a loop, though.
Spoiler alert.
He's drinking more.
Don't give it away.
He drinks a lot.
He drinks a lot. Every scene, like, how are you still standing straight, much less driving a car or throwing a punch?
Yeah.
But season six, one more episode, this finale.
One more next Sunday.
One more. Moody Ray, as they should call it. Not Ray Donovan. Moody Ray Donovan.
Okay.
He's always in a bad mood. But we got some movie news today. You know, I talked to you last week about Wheelman, Frank Grillo, Netflix movie.
The Driver.
Yeah. It is out on Friday. It is superb. The director.
We have to get you a rating system. With Reggie, we used to do ARDs. One to four. What do you want to
Let's
do?
Let's do cups of coffee. Out of five cups of coffee,
well,
this
gotta
movie
be
is
sound,
in.
Right?
Now, hang on a minute.
No, not really.
Your name is Dan
Buffa.
Buffa. We need a rating system.
The wood is burning right now in all of our brains.
Dan Buffa.
It's burning.
Hmm.
I think bells, maybe like a popcorn. Or, you know.
We're going to think about this.
Okay.
We'll give it so many Buffa somethings. Or,
yeah, Buffa cups of coffee.
Yeah, now, we'll just do a 1 to 4.
Right. Buffa cups.
In honor,
like that.
In honor of the late Reggie McDaniel, we'll just do 1 to 4. We'll do ARDs. That would almost be like wearing his retired jersey. So we'll just do 1 to 4.
Let's do 1 to 4.
So Wheelman, 1 to 4.
4.
Ooh.
As far as what they set out to accomplish, a different kind of getaway driver flick. This movie, 82 minutes long. You can literally watch this movie and then three times before you finish a Lord of the Rings flick. Let's put it that way. Frank Grillo plays a getaway driver. He gets betrayed. He gets mad. And with the way he films these scenes, he films most of the movie from inside the car. He barely ever leaves the car. And that hasn't been done before. And it's still interesting. So you watch the movie with Tom Hardy called Locke, where he was in the car having conversations with somebody the whole movie.
It sounds horrible.
Well, this has got action in it. It's basically Frank Grillo playing.
Would we know Frank Grillo if we saw his picture?
You would.
I know we would.
Frank Grillo has Atlantic City basically going on in his hair. High black hair, combed back. He's got the perfect grizzle, which means he never has to shave.
Okay.
He has been in films called The Warrior. He was in, Captain America Crossbones.
I know who he is.
He's
his family
great.
Has that company, Grillo Pads.
No, don't give him anything. Don't give him a laugh. Let me see that.
Thanks. Idiot!
Okay, I know who he is. Yeah.
It's good stuff, though. Wheelman comes out, but also, I'll tell you what.
Notice how what Dan did just sort of, there was a momentary, we didn't know what to do.
Transition.
So bad.
Yeah. The transition.
Just shut everything down. I think
also
you're
coming
say,
out
how about
this
his barbecue grillos? Why don't you just go ahead and do that?
Oh, okay.
And also Grillo steaks available at Schnucks for $10 a pound. But also coming out this Friday is a new George Clooney film. Called Suburbicon with Matt Damon, a heavyset Matt Damon. Can you believe it? His buddy Matt Damon in a 1950s movie written by the Coen brothers.
All right, do you think George Clooney's a good actor?
I think he is in the right role. I think if he's got support, he's really good. Like in Good Night and Good Luck, he was great. He was surrounded by Downey, David Strahan. But if he's by himself, maybe like Siriana, it depends if he's got a good script. He can't carry a film often by himself.
He was getting it up in the air.
He was really good, partially filmed in St. Louis.
Dan, he only mentions that. Because Dan says he's in that movie. Nobody's ever seen him. He's an extra. He's
an extra in the movie.
Extra half second.
I was in a scene with George.
George Clooney, the problem I have with George Clooney, unlike Leonardo DiCaprio, I've never seen George Clooney transform himself into somebody where you go, my goodness, I didn't even know that was George Clooney. Billy Bob Thornton did in Sling Blade.
Yeah.
He's just always George Clooney.
Watch Siriana instead.
Okay.
That's the one where he does transform himself a little bit.
Does he direct this also?
He does direct this. He's directing. He's not starring in. It is all Matt Damon, written by the Coen brothers. So you have a really all-star setup. But the trailer, you know, in 1950s, a perfect neighborhood that's not so perfect. Matt Damon gets into some trouble, you know, rides around a bike, does some crazy stuff.
What's this called?
Suburbicon.
Okay.
Comes out Friday, and you also have a new movie with Blake Lively called All I See Is You.
I believe she said Blake Lively.
Blake Lively, yes. Mrs. Ryan Reynolds. And that comes out, got a little bit more of a drama aspect to it. She plays a woman who gets her sight back at the age of 29.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Gets it back or had never seen.
Yeah.
Was she blind from birth?
She was blind from an accident in childhood, and she gets it back, But then she starts to find out that parts of her life are not as good as they as she thought they were when she was blind.
Now, that
that
I like.
Sounds good.
That sounds
it does,
really
and
good.
I saw it today. And
you
I,
saw it?
I know. I can't tell you about it, though.
Hey, what was
all,
the movie
all you
where,
can leave is drop
well, how
hints.
Many cuppas?
I'd say two.
No, we're not doing cuppas.
That's what he said.
For now. Cuppas.
Oh, ARDs, okay.
It's basically in development. We haven't decided on out of what yet, but we're developing cups.
Anyway.
Cuppas.
Okay.
How many Buffa cuppas? This one I get to give it two. And slow it down. Good setup.
Val Kilmer, I think Val did a movie years ago about a guy who...
At First Sight.
Yes.
With Mira Sorvino.
Yes. At First Sight.
Good movie. That was a good movie. This one was just... This one didn't know what it wanted to be. That's the biggest problem. For an hour and a half, you're thinking, is this movie going to be serious? Is it going to be a scary flick? Is this going to be a drama? It had no identity. It just basically meanders... For an hour and 30, then it ends abruptly, and okay, that's right, basically
one
it.
One of the things I like to do is just derail sidebar, get off on a tangent, because when you talk about Val Kilmer at First Sight, I have no idea what this movie was, but I have a just vague memory of a movie where it was a young man who was deaf, and the payoff is he wasn't really deaf, yet he was able to hear all of the horrible things. No, that people said when they thought because he was in the room, they could get away with it.
Ah.
Even things about him. It was really interesting.
That sounds like a good movie.
I don't know if he was in the movie, he was deaf and got his hearing back, but didn't tell anybody. Because think about it. You get to listen in on... There are people in the room going, don't worry about him, he's deaf, can't hear anything.
Yeah.
Say whatever you want.
And really, there's a part of this movie with Blake Lively where she acts like she tells her husband... Her husband thinks that she's still blind, but she can actually see in part of the movie. So she kind of deceives him a little bit.
I like it.
It's definitely good. Now, in news, Renee Zellweger is going to play Judy Garland. Can you believe that?
Yes, really? Yes, I can.
Yeah, she's going to play in a movie called Judy, starts shooting next month in London. She's only done the Bridget Jones sequel in the last 2 years.
Anybody in this room who's seen anything of Judy Garland, do you get why she was considered... A great star.
No, it's just like Liza Minnelli now. Liza Minnelli.
As a singer, to me, she was okay, but never saw anything that great.
She did The Wizard of Oz, and that was her claim to fame.
Yeah, but as an adult star, my goodness.
Can Renee play her, though? I mean, is she a good fit?
I think so.
She hasn't been doing anything lately.
Well, she had plastic surgery.
And I guess she had to recover from that.
She tried to pop her face out that was smashed in.
You can't be like Charlize Theron and be a little disfigured in one of her
What'd you call her?
Charlize Theron.
Charlize. Oh, my
Charthese.
God. This is awkward. This is embarrassing. You're a movie guy. Charlize.
I change it up.
Do you?
Because she wasn't that good in that movie.
Renee Zellweger had the... Like, when she was in Me, Myself, and Irene, I thought she was really cute in that.
She was very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, she actually had a comedy touch.
She's one of those who can be cute or almost ugly.
Yeah.
Nominated, for Cold Mountain for playing a very serious role in that movie.
That was so long ago. Good, yeah.
It was a good movie.
That was good. I thought that was Nicole Kidman.
She was in it, too.
Okay.
Nicole Kidman took an injured Jude Law in and took care of him, and then Renee Zellweger was there also taking care of him. And, of course, there was the Sons of Anarchy guy before he was on Sons of Anarchy.
Oh.
It was Charlie Hunnam.
Oh, Jax.
Yes.
Yeah, before he was on Sons of Anarchy, he played an albino coming after Jude Law's character.
I'm sorry. Dan knows what I'm about to say. Yeah. Dan and I were called out by a listener years ago. This woman tore us up. We said albino, and she let us know her son had albinism, and that's what you say. He had albinism. She said, you do not call people albinos. And Dan and I didn't know.
I don't know either.
That's the day our eyes were opened.
Oh, yeah.
So you need to rephrase that and say somebody had albinism.
Albinism is what Charlie Hunnam had in that movie.
Okay.
It didn't help him in the end, though. But, of course, now, should we have a segment called This Week in Who's Accused of Sexual Harassment News?
Sure.
James Toback, the director, 30 different counts of sexual harassment, including Ashley Judd. And...
Whoa.
Yeah. This guy...
Ooh, wait a minute. Wasn't she also harassed by Weinstein? I mean...
Yeah.
She's
both. Ashley Judd is hot.
And, of course, we have a celebrity chef, John Bash, standing down from this show.
I don't know.
From Top Chef. Because of sexual harassment
allegations.
Here's
what's going to happen. if they have every producer, director, creator who has asked a starlet or a star, you want to go to bed with me, to step down, nobody left. The industry's over.
That's it.
That's the way it has worked for years.
Hey, Tom Hanks is with you. Tom Hanks thinks there's somebody that's known all along there was sexual harassment, just didn't want to say anything.
Well, what are we supposed to do? Pat people on the back for not saying anything? Hey, good for you now, Tom, for coming forward after you waited for 50 other people to do it.
It was okay to come out and say it now.
Yeah. Somebody else had to be first.
Yeah. Well, now, of course, at Amazon. Now, last week, was it Roy Price had to stand down? Well, this now, it's the head of comedy and drama, Joe Louis, had to exit this week.
This is great.
It's just going. You know what?
This is getting
Netflix
good.
Is scoring all kinds of points. Amazon's getting knocked down one after another, and Netflix is just reigning supreme. It's going to keep on going, too. It's going to keep on going.
Yeah.
But, you know, for all the people who want to stay at home, forget the movies this weekend. You're right. You ready for a movie to stay at home? War for the Planet of the Apes.
If the weather's like this, I stay at home.
Planet of the Apes?
War for the Planet of the Apes, the third film in the franchise, is available on DVD and Blu-ray this week, and it is the best one in the franchise.
And for those of you who've never heard the famous clip from the original Planet of the Apes with Charlton Heston, I'd like to play it for you now.
Oh. Well.
Get your hands off me, you damn dirty apes!
Wow. That was the actual scene from the movie?
That was an actual... Oh. I lifted that, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And also, you have a film from the 70s, The Marathon Man, is finally available on Blu-ray.
I never saw it.
You never saw a Marathon Man with a 5'4" Dustin Hoffman?
Never.
Oh, man. It's so good. It's on Blu-ray now.
Didn't he just run?
Yeah, he basically runs.
Is it good, really?
He runs from Nazis the whole movie.
Can you just tell me in 30 seconds what it's about? I forgot. Marathon Man.
He plays a guy with a brother who got mixed up with Nazis, and it basically drags him into the plot to be interrogated by them. And then, of course, he's a marathon guy. Regular guy gets dragged into a conspiracy plot and has to escape. But it's a great movie. I just saw it last week for the first time, and it's now available on Blu-ray.
Okay.
And there's also in there, I found this just be hilarious. A movie in 82 called They Call Me Bruce, about a guy named Johnny Henn who was mistaken for Bruce Lee the entire movie. It's just when they release these movies on DVD, I always find it fascinating.
That's the whole movie?
That's the whole movie.
They mistake him for Bruce Lee?
They call me Bruce,
a whole
yeah.
movie of people going, yeah. Hey, Bruce! And the guy goes, no.
That's it.
I'm not Bruce Lee. I just look like him. Scene
no, you
two.
Have to do your Asian.
Scene two.
No,
hey,
yeah,
hey,
that's
Bruce,
it.
Can I get an autograph?
That's the whole movie.
Oh, you've got wrong guy. Not Bruce Lee.
It's an hour and 35 minutes of a mistaken identity.
That sounds fantastic.
That's it. Now, I don't know if you know this, but I'm also an Uber driver in my free time.
Stop.
You are?
I'm an Uber driver.
Blimey, I know you told me we have to break, but we're okay. We're okay. We got plenty of good.
They're making an Uber sexual harassment movie is in the works.
What?
About an alleged female driver that was, I guess, harassed. They're making a movie about it. So there you go.
That's a movie?
That's a movie. It's in development.
Mm. What is it, the 10-minute movie?
And it's going to be at least
Hop
a 25-minute movie.
To? Hey, take your hands off me.
That's,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the movie.
And that's basically it. So there you go. And also, Mark
and
Wahlberg.
And you know when you're finished, all you have to do is, and I gave you the slogan.
Yeah.
You don't have to use it.
Well, I'm going to use
let
it.
Let me hear it now
it's
before
a good
you.
One.
Let me hear it
you
now.
Want me to do it now?
No, just practice it now. Go ahead.
I'm Dan Buff, and
no,
I've had enough.
No, I think we do it the other way. That's about enough. I'm Dan Buff. That's the way we'll do it.
Oh, that's
about
good.
Enough.
That's a good one.
I'm Dan Buff.
Yeah. Okay. Now, that wasn't really the end, but it's coming very
it's
soon.
It's coming very
we're out
soon.
Of time. Go ahead.
Mark Wahlberg wants God to forgive him for his past. I think he should forgive him for the happening. That's what I think. That's it.
I've heard him do this before. He wants his record cleared.
Every 5 years. Yeah. I mean, I guess he did some very bad things. I don't know. Maybe Boogie
I don't
Nights.
Think they were that. Yeah, but Mark Wahlberg was in prison.
Yeah. But apparently he wants forgiveness that he hasn't gotten yet.
I
so
think
he keeps
did
asking
get forgiveness
for it.
In the form of a massive paycheck every once in a
every
while.
Every movie, yeah.
And
yeah.
acceptance from
four
the
different
American
television
people.
Shows.
Yeah. I think that's
but yet he still wants to be forgiven, though.
Okay.
There you go. That's enough. I'm Dan Buffa.
All right. See
you. There you go.
I like it. We need to do a little business, the business of weight loss. This is a big deal and a big business, and unfortunately it's such a big business that there are, I don't know how many, but probably 1,000 people out there telling you how to lose weight. This pill, that pill, this packaged food, that packaged food. You come in, you weigh, you measure, meetings and whatever. And I can't tell you they're all bad. Some are okay. But I will tell you the one that makes sense to me, and it really makes sense to me since it worked for me and I lost 35 pounds, is MD Health and Wellness. Now, they also deal with people who have type 2 diabetes, help you reverse that, and low testosterone. But let's just talk about a couple of things they do in the weight loss department. If you want to go in and have a lipo melt session free, you can. If you're AM, just tell them you're AM and the PM, make an appointment, and you get one session. But I'm going to tell you something. One session is not going to do for you what lipo melt can do. It's just to let you know that it doesn't hurt. It's not invasive. It's actually pleasant, and you can sleep through it. It's 20 minutes. And then a 10-minute standing on a vibrating plate to kind of shake the melted fat cells into your system so they can be absorbed. It's called lipo melt. And if you need to lose over 20 pounds, my suggestion to you is forget lipo melt. That's for 5, 10, 15 pounds, maybe even after you've lost a lot of weight and you got the turkey neck or the flabby underarm thing, you want to get rid of that. If you want to lose 25, 30, 50, 80 pounds, Dr. Emma's HCG diet. Now, there is a real Dr. Emma. This is a woman who came up with this fairly simple program that involves HCG. HCG is a hormone. Your body makes it, but sometimes, if I understand it right, it doesn't make enough. And when you starve yourself, let's say you on your own decided, I'm only going to eat 500 calories a day. What happens is your metabolism slows down because your body is not getting enough to burn. And the HCG, again, the way I understand it, sort of tells your body, let's burn some fat that's already here. And the other thing they may supplement it with is an appetite suppressant, which for me was a giant part of this because I'm a person with no energy. I can barely get, I don't care if I get up at 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning, I can barely get out of bed. No energy. And I'm just like a slug. And man, when I was on this stuff, it's a stimulant. I had a lot of energy, which also burns calories. And as an appetite suppressant, you're not starving to death because you're not as hungry. So you can do 750, 800 calories a day for a month. And a month goes so fast, you know that. And before you know it, you've lost 25 or 30 pounds. The rest is up to you. It's always up to you. And you folks who go, well, now I'm going to wait till after the holidays. What kind of ridiculous thinking is that? So you're going to wait. You're going to go ahead and be fat and get even fatter. And then over the holidays, get even fatter than that so that your mission is even larger. You have even more work to do. Why don't you just do it now so that by the holidays, you're 25, 30. You can still make it. You're 25, 30 pounds down, and you'll have all the incentive in the world to keep it that way. No, thank you. No third cookie for me when you're at somebody's house for a little Christmas party, because you're not going to want to go back. I don't want to go back. I never, ever again want to buy a pair of 42, 44-inch waist pants, ever. Once you do it, it feels good. They'll help you. They'll help you get through the worst part. Make an appointment. Go in. Have a consultation. Talk to them about Dr. Emma's HCG diet. The name is MD Health and Wellness. Please don't keep putting this off. There's nothing to gain by putting it off. And if it's about money, then you take a look at other things you're spending money for. What are your priorities? You want to be fat? You don't want to spend money to fix that, yet you'll spend money for all kinds of other things. You'll figure it out. You'll find a way to do it. When you get really serious about not being fat anymore, you'll figure it out. MD Health and Wellness, they're in Bridgeton. Call them. Their number and a lot of information about them is on their website, and their website can be found at frankopinion.com, or you go directly to it. It's mdhealthwellness.com.
All right, we're going to check and see how traffic looks with Tori Lyons.
Traffic brought to you by Ameren Missouri Efficient Lighting Program. Stacking up due to road work southbound T55 south of Collinsville Road. Eastbound 64 jams Jefferson to the Poplar. Accident southbound 270 past Clayton Road. And eastbound 270 backing up McDonald to an earlier crash east of Lindbergh. North Van Devender at Laclede, an accident involving a school bus. Get instant rebates on Energy Star certified LED bulbs from Ameren Missouri. LEDs use 70 to 90% less energy than incandescent bulbs. Buy online at AmerenMissouri.com/shop. Reporting for 590 The Fan, now back to the large morning show in the afternoon. I'm Tori Lyons. That's the latest total traffic.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are
back. Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar. St. Louis is home for the NFL.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
If you want a clean, comfortable shave for less money, then the move is Harry's. I can speak firsthand to it. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. And what you get with Harry's is an ergonomic handle. It's a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. You get all that from Harry's. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to Harry's.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, code INSIDESTL.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
It takes 4 essential ingredients to brew Bud Light: barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on, brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
What is this? What is this, Trevor? I like it.
This is the Arctic Monkeys. Do I want to know?
We've just been told, we've just been informed by Larry Connors that something was playing while the commercials were playing.
It was?
Yeah. But I'm not saying any more because people think I'm too hard on Limey. Oh, I let it out who it might have been. Sorry. We don't know any more than that. Bill Clevelin is on the way. Larry Connors will be on at 6 o'clock. In the Playhouse, I will tell you some of the things he'll be talking about tonight. And when I leave here, sometimes I almost wish I had a little further to go to get home because you get caught up in what he's doing. He's really got some interesting stuff. And he does again tonight. Is there anything we need to cover that we have not covered today? I don't think so. I'm going to do, in the Playhouse, we'll get it taken care of. And I got a couple of things I want to share. Maybe read a couple more emails. There is a great story, and maybe, I hope I have time to share it with you in the Playhouse, about two buddies. And when they graduated from high school in the 60s, they did something together. They went somewhere. And all these years later, they didn't just go back again, just like they did all those years ago. It's how they did it. That ought to be enough to keep you on the edge of your seat. There's a place in Chesterfield Valley. It's down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you. Now, Tim Woodburn just had a look on your face like, what the hell is that? You're new to this. You don't know what that's about.
This show has already brainwashed me with Opinions Playhouse that rings in my head in the morning. It's a joke. I have to put my radio on my car so I don't sing it when I'm just driving
when
around.
When we talk about Chesterfield Valley, anytime I say the words, it's down in the valley, we break into
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Well, I've been on the show 4 weeks, and you've done a meanie spots every other day for 4 weeks, and I never heard that.
Well, we wanted to save that for you and bring it out. Don't do it all out at once.
Right.
You don't waste it all.
I hear you.
Amini's is down in the valley, right in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. Copper Dome, big rug sale going on. Not rugs like toupees, not that kind of rug, like area rugs. Tile and hardwood floors, that's the big thing now. Wall-to-wall carpet. Ugh. I guess that's old news. I know they're still doing some, but the big rooms, the main room, the family room, and even the bedrooms, kids, hardwood or tile. Yet, then they want to still put a rug over it, but they want it to complement the rest of the room. They want a beautiful rug. Now, some people can afford handmade rugs, oriental rugs. They are absolutely spectacular, and they'll last. Your kids will have the rug, and their kids will have the rug, and their kids will have it. You can't wear these things out. They're more expensive. For a reason. You say, I'd like a beautiful rug, a really beautiful rug, but not for that kind of money. How about a few hundred instead of thousands? Not a problem. They have plenty of those machine-made rugs at Amini's. In fact, I don't believe I have ever been in a store with more rugs than Amini's. But here's how big Amini's is. In addition to having room for all those rugs, they have room upstairs for an entire lighting section, Jaffe Lighting. Every kind of lighting you can imagine for any room in your house. You say, well, that must take up the whole store, those two things. Oh, no. Oh, no, no. There's still room for patio furniture and lots of it. Not just any patio furniture. The best patio furniture made in the world. for the people who have reached a point and done well enough they can afford the best. The patio furniture you're not going to be replacing anytime soon, if ever. Say, well, that surely eats the holes. No. Now, there's still room for pinball machines, arcade games, shuffleboard tables, jukeboxes. Get the picture? Go in there. Look, get in there. If you've never been into a Meanies, this is not a place anybody goes to one time. You'll go back. It is a fun place. It's an interesting store where they don't sell any junk, and everybody in the family will love this store. Your kids will never go, when are we leaving? No, they're going to be over there put on free play with the pinball machines and the arcade games. Aminis, A-M-I-N-I-S, the heart of Chesterfield Valley, aminis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma.
It's Man in Black.
Panama, Madawa, La Paloma,
Johnny Cash.
Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barron,
Means it's time for Bill Clevelin. Bill Clevelin goes all over the place. He's got a terrific website. He takes great videos and photos and is now an author and a speaker and a radio. This guy, it does it all. And he owes almost all of it to us. Bill Clevelin is brought to you by Window World, as was Dan Buffa. I failed to mention that. Window World, bringing you all of the great segments and talents that you're hearing. The number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Say hello to the man who, getting closer and closer to being able to say, I've been everywhere, Bill Clevelin. Hello, Bill. I'm assuming you're still in town because you were in here yesterday. I thought maybe you'd be in here today.
I am around. I have to, I'm actually, this is what a nice son I am. I'm making my father dinner tonight. Isn't that nice of me?
What a beautiful child.
Isn't that amazing?
What are you making?
Masaccioli.
No.
I make a pretty good masaccioli.
Mostaccioli.
Well, that's mostaccioli. If you're Italian. I'm not really Italian.
Okay.
So
I really like mostaccioli. And I'm
I put it in the crock pot, actually.
I'm going to tell you who has great mostaccioli. A good free plug here, Deerberg's. They're pre-made, prepared, but oh my goodness, it's good.
Oh, crock pot cooking is awesome. You just...
Been cooking since 11 o'clock this morning on low. Oh my gosh, it's going to be fantastic.
Thanks for bringing some in.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're only 9 minutes away.
Thanks for bringing some in tomorrow.
9 minutes away, that's right. Yeah. All right, mentioned this yesterday since Los Angeles is back in the World Series. I started to think, well, maybe we ought to talk about some things to do in Los Angeles or in the Southern California area. It's a place a lot of folks go on trips or vacation or whatever. And yesterday we talked about seeing the Hollywood sign. Today I thought we would talk about something that everybody can do, and it will not cost you a dime. And wow. I think everyone should do this at least one time, and it's go to see a taping of a television show. So if you've ever watched a show or you've heard somebody laughing in the background or clapping and applauding in the background, you can go, most likely, and watch that show for free. It won't cost you anything.
No, can I second this suggestion?
Sure.
You're absolutely right. And it is, whether you like the show or not, just watching how they tape these shows is fascinating. I agree with you.
Yeah, so a couple of resources for you. First places to look. There are two main websites where you can get TV tickets, and you can actually browse through the shows and see something you might be interested in. The first is TVTickets.com, and the other one is TVTix.com, so T-I-X. So TVTickets.com or TVTix.com. And then you can also, if you're going out there and you might be milling around like the, the man's a Chinese theater area, you'll run into some folks who are handing out tickets to different shows. A couple of things you want to remember. So there's three different types of shows you can see. You can go to see a talk show, like, you know, Dr. Phil, your favorite, something like that. You can go to a sitcom, all right, situation comedy, or you can go to see a game show. The game shows are probably going to be the easiest ones to get in because they just tape so many of them. So maybe it's Jeopardy, or maybe you want to see Wheel of Fortune. You can get into those fairly easy. That's where I would look first.
How about Price is Right? Didn't you go out there and go see Price is Right?
But I bet that's hard to get into.
Yeah.
That's got to be a long wait.
And they have producers that walk through and talk to different people, don't they? And then they pick
those. They actually spy on you while you're in line, which I guess is a bad kept secret. But yeah, so they'll actually have cameras on you from above. and in different places, and there are producers upstairs watching how you interact with other producers to see if you would be a good contestant on the show. So, but for example, like a Wheel of Fortune type of show, you can go in there, and I think the minimum age is like 8 years old. You could actually take the whole family to go and watch that. And even though you're not participating, it's still a lot of fun. Like you said, yeah. You can see how things are produced, and it will give you an entirely new perspective on television. And you'll notice things when you're watching TV at home that you never noticed before.
What did you see? Did you see something when you're out there?
I've seen a bunch of stuff. I think my favorite experience, I've been to The Tonight Show, and I've been to a couple of other talk shows like Bill Maher. That was horrible. My favorite, I think, is The King of Queens, if you remember when that show was on.
Yeah.
And just watching Jerry Stiller deliver his line, the most hilarious line, and he never cracked up. Never. He never laughed in the middle of the lines, but everybody else on the crew would laugh, and they would have to keep redoing these things because he would just, in this deadpan delivery, give his line.
All right, have you guys ever done any of these? Limey, see TV shows taped or
No, never.
Amanda, did you go with us?
We went to Rosie O'Donnell.
I am so almost ashamed to admit this.
Did you just say Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah, no, let me tell you the story. Nobody I can think of that I can't stand more than Rosie O'Donnell, yet the boys, my daughter, my wife, and I went and sat in the audience at the Rosie O'Donnell show. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe we did this.
I actually have two Rosie O'Donnell dolls that talk.
They gave us dolls. Yeah, Rosie dolls.
Do they bring Rosie O'Donnell
dolls? Do they eat, too?
Eat. No.
Now, Bill, I think this is an absolutely great suggestion because most people have no idea of how this stuff's put together. I've done The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. I did it with Leno. Saturday Night Live. Remember, and that's, by the way, the worst one. You can't see squat.
Yes.
If you go see Saturday Night Live, you're not going to see anything. You see one skit because the way they've got it broken up, the sets are all ready for the next and the next and the next skit. You get
and
to really see
of,
one.
Yeah. And that's sort of how a sitcom is going to be. So let's just say you're going to watch Everybody Loves Raymond. Or I guess that's not on the air anymore. But whatever. You're looking at, so it would be the Barone's living room. And then the next one over is their kitchen.
Right. And some of the audience
is their bedroom.
And some of the audience has a great view of the kitchen. And others have a great view of the living room. You're right.
But I will tell you, it's really cool, though, to see how those are pieced together. And they're not always filmed in order, necessarily.
Right.
But I think it's a great thing for everybody to check
out.
Here's an old one
for you. I went to see a taping of Mel's Diner.
Oh my goodness.
Remember that? Linda Lavin?
How old are you?
I'm old.
And Kiss My Grit.
Yes, Kiss My Grit. And Bill, it's exactly like you said. We were in for whatever reason, and somebody came up and said, hey, you folks want to go see a taping of Mel's Diner? I said, okay. And that next thing you know, we're in the audience. It was fun. It was good.
It's a lot of fun. All right, two quick tips, then I'm out of here.
All right.
The first one is you have to arrive early. So unless you're going to, like I mentioned, Wheel of Fortune or something where there's, probably it's not going to fill. But, they want to have a full audience. They don't want any empty seats on television. So you want to get there early, a couple hours at least for the sitcom, especially a popular one. You're going to get there about 3 hours early just to make sure because they give out more tickets than there are seats. And the last thing, just remember, you're going to be there for a while, especially if you go to a sitcom because they're going to be changing things. If they deliver a line or a scene and they don't get the reaction from the audience that they want, they'll actually have the writers go in another room and come up with a different script, and they'll do it again until they get the reaction they want from the audience. So it'll be a while, but it's a lot of fun. You will not regret doing it. It'll be pretty cool for you.
All right.
Want some more info, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com, or you can follow me on Facebook, Facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad, and I am Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right, thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland. He is right, though. If you go to Burbank or L.A., get online and just, Google best way to get tickets to sitcoms or talk shows or whatever.
I wouldn't mind going to see, a Jerry Springer-type show or something like that.
I would love to do something like that.
Well, you can do it.
Steve Wilkos.
Or Maury when he does the baby daddy results. Those are always fun.
We're going to take a break, and before you know it, it'll be after Tim does the news and a couple other things. Playhouse on 590 The Fan.
It's the Jeep Celebration event at your local Jeep dealer. Get incredible deals on the award-winning Grand Cherokee, Cherokee, the go-anywhere Wrangler, and the all-new Renegade. But don't wait. The Jeep Celebration event ends soon. See your local Jeep dealer today.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Dad was a Bud Light lineman, or is a Bud Light lineman?
Yeah, he was. He was BLL.
Yeah, yes, he was.
Eddie McVeigh here from Maggie O'Brien's. The next time you're downtown for lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, please come see us. We are open 7 days a week and are a premier spot before and after Blues and Cards games, as well as all concerts downtown. I look forward to seeing you and truly appreciate your business. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
So the Bud Light lime, he would drink the Bud Light lime, and I'd wake up the next day and I'd have a contract signed for some sales deal. That's how I always got Hoosier-ness.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair, and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
This is Frank Cusimano. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, KPNT, HD2, Collinsville, and Inside STL St. Louis.